40 years after its founding, the Islamic movement An-Nahda is holding its 9th National Congress. The 8 previous meetings were held in secret locations in Tunisia and in exile. At the opening ceremony, An-Nahda leader Sheikh Rashid Ghannouchi addressed tens of thousands of attendees and millions of Tunisians. He has promised that the Islamic movement will never abandon the cause of the revolution.
This is the 9th Congress of An-Nahda, but its first public meeting. To the martyrs of the revolution, to the people who've made it happen, to the injured and prisoners of the revolution, we promise that we will never betray their covenant if God wills.
Despite the different challenges Tunisia is facing after its revolution, the Islamic Party leader Rashid Ghannouchi has reminded Tunisians and the world that the stability and the security in the Muslim world is contingent upon the liberation of Palestine from the Zionist regime.
We are convinced that the world will never be in peace and the region will never be stable until we free Al-Quds, if God wills.
Prominent political figures from the Muslim world have attended the Congress of An-Nahda. Khalid Mish'al, the leader of the Islamic resistance movement, Hamas, has congratulated the Tunisian people for their revolution that had put an end to the dictatorship in Tunisia. He added that injustice remains in the world, especially in Palestine, as the Zionists occupy the land. Mish'al has promised to liberate all the Palestinians from the tyranny of Israel.
Despite the will of Israel, we have already liberated some of our prisoners and we will help to free the rest if God wills.
At the end of his speech, thousands of supporters of the Tunisian Islamic movement applauded Khalid Mish'al because he stressed that resistance has liberated Tunisians and that it is the only way of ending the Israeli occupation of Palestine.
Resistance is our strategic way that can liberate Palestine. The solution is resistance and nothing but resistance.
The presence of Khalid Mish'al at the first public congress of An-Nahda has shown that the Tunisian revolution has opened the doors for the Islamic leaders to visit the country and to unite all the Islamic powers in order to strengthen their ties and to fight together against all forms of oppression in the region.
A few years ago, the meetings of the Islamic Party in Nahda were held in total secrecy. Now that the dictatorship is gone, more than 30,000 people are attending the 9th Congress of An-Nahda as the revolution has empowered the Islamic movement in Tunisia. Adnan Shaweishi, Press TV, Tunis.